Proverbs 13:25 says, "The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want." So we read this proverb, and the first statement is clear. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of the soul. That tells us that God's people are taken care of on the one hand, but also speaks of the fact of contentment. We are saved, we have God on our side as He provides our needs, and we learn to be content as we grow in our relationship with Him, as described in Hebrews 13:5, which says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." So if you're saved but discontented, the answer isn't more stuff or more experiences or more of anything, except more of God. That is the key to a balanced, stable, and rewarding life, as 1 Timothy 6:6 says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." And when we're not walking closely with God and not content, we're acting just like the wicked, the devil's crowd. As the second half of our proverb says, "But the belly of the wicked shall want." Now, it's very important for the King James Bible believer to establish the usage and meaning of the word "want," not only in our effort to accurately understand the Bible, but also to understand historical writings, everything from Shakespeare to Mark Twain, the journals of John Wesley, to commentaries by men like Charles Spurgeon and J.C. Ryle, a lot of the old great hymns and poetry and all that. The wicked are never content, never satisfied. And sadly, that condition will continue throughout eternity in hell in the lake of fire. Revelation 22:11 tells us that the condition of the lost when he or she enters a Christless eternity is to remain in that condition, saying, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still." God's children should not be so discontented, not in this life or in eternity. I remember just a few weeks after being saved, I read Psalm 23 in the King James Bible and was immediately confused with verse 1. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." My mind turned that into, "The Lord is my shepherd that I don't want." But I knew that couldn't be right. So I looked in my Living Bible that some well-meaning person had given to me. And it said, "Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need." I thought, oh, that makes sense. But sometime later, I came to a better understanding and I realized that the Living Bible hadn't really gotten it quite right. Psalm 23 isn't saying that we always have everything we want or need, but that with the Lord as our shepherd, we trust Him and learn to go without and not suffer want even when we go without. Let's let Paul explain this to us in Philippians 4:11-13, where he said, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Now, there are a lot of Christians who have never heard that last verse read in its context, but there it is. So the Spirit-filled believer can go without and not be distracted or overcome with want, because we can learn to be content while trusting and waiting on the Lord. There are many Christians who want and need healing, for example, from cancers and blindness, deafness, and all sorts of physical impairment, injuries, and disease. Many will go a whole lifetime with such conditions. But the Lord is their shepherd, and I've known many saints in those conditions over the years, and they are content with what the Lord has given them, knowing that this life is a temporary test, and that one day they will be whole and they'll be well and in a glorified condition where there will be nothing to want for. But the belly of the wicked shall want. Don't be like the wicked. Be the satisfied soul, God's child, fully submitted to God's will, with the hope of eternal glory set before us as soon as this life is over.